USA Radio News.
Today, Attorney General Jeff Sessions is in Arkansas. Now he's meeting with local law enforcement attorneys and state agencies, and they're discussing ways to combat violent crimes.
Releasing hardened criminals into our communities before they serve their minimum term is not fair to the victims of crime. It's not fair to law enforcement.
As wildfires continue to burn in California, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says President Trump is monitoring the situation.
The White House and FEMA have been actively monitoring the wildfires to ensure that federal assistance is provided as quickly as possible. On Saturday, the president declared that an emergency exists for the California wildfires. As a result, FEMA has placed resources from 8 different federal departments and agencies to support the efforts of local firefighters and relief organizations.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra-long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
Today, during the White House press briefing, Sarah Sanders said the Trump administration plans to place sanctions on Turkish officials over the continued imprisonment of American pastor Andrew Brunson. A string of ratings wins continues for one cable news network, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Fox News Channel continues to be number one when it comes to drawing viewers across the 24-hour day. Nielsen saying in July, Fox marked 25 consecutive months as the most-watched basic cable network. 4 of the network's programs are in the top 5 most-watched cable news shows in July, Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson taking number 1 and 2 spots, respectively. Next was Chris Cuomo's new show on CNN, followed by Rachel Maddow on MSNBC. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Today, President Trump is meeting with pastors from America's inner cities at the White House. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Today, the Trump administration released some new information regarding short-term health insurance plans. Under the rules, consumers are able to now purchase policies lasting up to 12 months and then can potentially renew those policies for an additional 2 years. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar has more regarding the plans.
These plans can deliver affordable options for people at 50 to 80% lower cost than what the Obamacare exchange insurance options have. This is relief perhaps for millions of Americans. They've been left behind by the Affordable Care Act's false promises that they would have insurance, everybody would have affordable insurance,
right.
It would cover every doctor they wanted, et cetera. So it left 28 million Americans behind without access to affordable insurance or without choices of insurance, with premiums doubling even before the president took office in these in the Obamacare market. These are called short-term limited duration plans.
Okay.
And you can get them up to 12 months, and what we're doing is allowing those to be renewable up to 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're different. They're not right necessarily for everybody. You have to qualify for this type of insurance. You'd have to go through what's called medical underwriting, where you'd have to, the insurer would have to decide to take you. It may not cover every condition, but it's a really important option for a lot of people in transition between jobs, those gig economy workers who work on their own as independent contractors.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.